or Cleveland going.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has canceled three of the usual 4 weeks of August vacation, saying he wants to work through appropriations bills and confirm Trump appointees. But Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has his own ideas about how the time should be spent.
We Democrats welcome this additional time because it gives us the opportunity to address an issue that's on the top of the mind of so many of the American people, and one that Republicans have badly mishandled up to this point, health care.
We don't yet know why, but famed fashion designer Kate Spade apparently killed herself at her Park Avenue, New York apartment. There was a suicide note. She is being remembered by fans and friends, including former Glamour and Mademoiselle magazine editor Cindy Leave.
She had the gumption and the daring to quit her job and decide to make bags and an entire eventually.
I'm Michael Toscano.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
A night out with Chelsea Handler, live this Tuesday at the State Theater.
I'm doing a tour where I go around to different places in this country and talk to people who have different opinions than me because I want to learn more, I want to understand better, I want to have nice, healthy conversations with strangers who think differently.
A night of fun and interactive discussion with Chelsea, hosted by TV's Jenna Shortle.
What is the most important issue for all of you in this room? Is it foreign affairs? Is it legal immigration? Is it Dancing with the Stars?
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster in the box office. Sponsored by Delta and Twin Cities Pride.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 82. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Wednesday, showers and storms with a high near 81. And Thursday, sunny with a high around 82. Blue Sky Services is the home cleaning company for you. They wash windows, siding, gutters, roofs, and more. And this month only, when you call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484, you can get the AM 950 special. That's Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. To say it's chaotic is an understatement of the year. There are so many people that are filing for office right now. I'm going to do my best to keep track of this all, as it's been fast and furious throughout the day. To say the least. Matt Hunter here. Hey, Hunter.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Yes, it is crazy today.
All right. We'll start off with something that's completely different, though something that is has nothing to do with filing for office. It's an obituary here we have to read. Kathleen Demlow, D-E-H-M-L-O-W, Demlow, I think we'll go with Demlow. Demlow Shunk was born March 19th of 1938 to Joseph and Gertrude Shunk of Wabasso. All right. She married, that's paragraph one. All right. Paragraph two. She married Dennis Demlow at St. Anne's in Wabasso in 1957, had two children, Gina and Jay. Paragraph two. All right. Pretty standard at this point. Paragraph three. In 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle Demlow, and moved to California. Okay. That's the third line of the obituary. Line four. She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents in Clements, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Shunk. Okay. I don't think this is so much of an obituary, more of a bon voyage. Hello. Enjoy the trip. Final paragraph. She passed away May 31st, 2018 in Springfield and will now face judgment. Wow. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a far better place without her. So long, Grandma. Jeez. Wow. You know, I've got some enemies in my life. We've had cases where we've had, you know, truly kind of horrible people making horrible legislation get hurt in the real life. Steve Scalise, remember when he got shot? We came on the air. I mean, I disagree with these guys politically. I don't want these guys dead. I don't want this. All my best to him. I'm glad he recovered. I'm a little bit shocked that he's still so gunny. But, you know, more power to him. Okay. You know, I'm glad he's alive. That's the most important thing. I don't know. It takes some pretty deep-seated hatred to write an obit like that. Wow. So long. Good luck. Adios. I'm not going to guess the flowers at the graveside are going to get updated anytime soon. I'm going to say. 952-946-6205. Hunter, I know you're not going to believe this, but I want to be dead honest. For about an hour today, I was very much considering filing to run for the Minnesota 5th seat.
Oh, I saw you. I was hoping that's what you're going to come in here and say.
I'm running for Minnesota 5th. I'm dead serious, and you'll understand here in a second. I'll get to as much of this as I can because, once again, we are dealing with a news day which is beyond unbelievable. I mean, there's just so many political news going on. I think the Pelican endorsement for AG really set off a storm. I think Lori Swanson was liked. This guy Matt Pelican won the endorsement at this, and Swanson basically bailed out, but then went into the governor's race. But it is amazing to me when you look at the amount of people that have filed. But at the same time, I have often said, maybe I would run for seat someday. Seriously, I do think that the system to a point is flawed and broken to a point. Now, I'm not like, you know, you got to throw out the whole system. I think a lot of the system works. What I don't think works is the cartoonishly obtuse party system of constantly doing fundraising, not out. You're a House member. You're a senator, for God's sakes. You can do some real good in this country. Why are you spending 5 hours a day phoning people, begging them for money? Let your actions speak louder than words, okay? That's the mentality I have towards this. I think that some of the system, I mean, there clearly is a lot of establishment candidates. I can tell you right now, me running would scare the living daylights out of a lot of people. They would. Oh, they would. There are a lot of people who I consider to be friends right now who would call me up and say, don't even call me again. But if I was to end up winning, they'd be like, hey, remember when I told you were Satan's spawn? Just kidding. Funny joke, huh? Seriously, I do have some problems with the system. I don't understand how in the world we've gotten to a point in our country where the same people who scream, giving hungry kids food is wrong, While that same person will say, give that billionaire $2 billion to build a football stadium. Yeah. Really? That's your world? Your world sucks. And I'm just going to say it. So I've thought about it. I have. I have thought about running for the Minnesota House or the U.S. House. The fifth. I'm in the 5th District. Ellison's my congressman. I went back and forth. I really went back and forth for about an hour. Like I said, an hour really thinking about this, saying, could I do it? And then there were two things that made me say no. Two things. By far, the biggest thing are my kids. If I was to become a congressman from Minnesota, I would be spending weeks upon end in D.C., having to, you know, go to meetings constantly. I would be having to do probably some of that fundraising stuff and the glad handling. And I'd be on a plane a lot of the time. And even when I was back in Minnesota, I'd be meeting with people in this. And you know, the truth is, I like going to my daughter's soccer games. I love going to my kids' band concerts. I don't want to be at, you know, 12:45 in the morning one day saying, oh, here's a 5-minute clip of your son playing trumpet as he, you know, he got a letter, he lettered in band, or here he is hitting his home run in the game, you know, helping to win helping his team win. I don't want to do that. And this is not, don't take this as criticism. There's a lot of people out there that work their cabooses off that raise great kids. For me, this is just the way I like to do it. And I won't tell you how to raise your kids. You don't tell me how to raise my kids, okay? Cool. So that was a big part. And one of the things, too, is if I can share with you as a parent, I've got a 16, a 13, and an 11-year-old, okay? When you have kids, you, of course, obviously have this immediate, oh, I've got to change them. I've got to feed them. I've got to shelter them. I've got to clothe them. I've got to take care of them. I have to nurture them. They don't know that fire is bad. They don't know that the stairs are not a magic fun ride. They don't know these things. So you have to really take care of them. But when your kids get to be 16 and 13 and 11, don't think for one second that your job is any easier. By God, if anything, the development of the emotions is the hardest thing to deal with kids. When it comes to success, failure, comes to loss, heartbreak, victory, the emotions come in very quickly. And if you're not there as a parent to help kind of guide your kid through, it can go wrong. And so, yeah, I wouldn't mind running for office maybe 5, 4, 6 years. Sure, I'll think about it. Scare the living daylights out of the DFL establishment. Who? I can't wait.
Also, you realize you'd be Bizarro World Jason Lewis?
I would be Bizarro World Jason Lewis, although I actually make sense and don't lie my ass off. I mean, I guess that would be Bizarro World.
Bizarro World.
I'm also more handsome than that clown. But, you know, it is what it is. Sorry you got dealt such a bad hand, JL. There was one other thing I did, and it didn't dawn on me until the end of the process, but this was as I was pretty much, you know, I'm not going to run. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to the kids. No, that'd be too hard. So as that happened, there was one thing that crossed my mind that I said, you know what? I probably better not, because if this comes to fruition, yeah, that's not going to go well for whoever's running. Ilhan Omar. And indeed, Representative Omar has jumped into the Minnesota 5 race. She is running for Keith Ellison's seat. And yeah, that's, yeah. The best part of that is going to be if she wins, and I got to put money on her that I think she'd be the front runner on the 5 race right now. If she does win that race, can you imagine all the racist Southern white guys from the Republican Party going, we got rid of that Keith Ellison, first Muslim ever. He's not here anymore. Wait a minute. Who's she? Surprise! It's a magical gift from Minnesota. Can I say this? Can we make it a federal crime when the first racist jackass Republican in the Minnesota House tries to run up and if she's wearing her headscarf, tries to take it off her head. Can we make that a federal crime, a hate crime, and charge them? I hope we do. I hope we do. Anyway, a lot to get to. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break a little bit early here. I'll give you as much of an update as I can. I got to refresh things because stuff is happening so fast. But just FYI, a lot of people running, a lot of different offices. I'll do my best to cover it. If you hear me miss something, call. You can tell me what I've missed. And Michael Broadcorp joining us in a little bit here to talk about the most unbelievable filing of the day. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Why must the world be so cold? They've gone against what was told. Thinking rape is cool? Think about it. They think it's not wrong. Violence against women, the rape, the abuse, the emotional, physical. They all hold the hate. Think about it. Is it right or wrong? What attracts you? I'm not saying no names, but you laugh. Talk about it like nothing is wrong. Think about it. They all hold the hate. Gotta stop the violence. Stop the hate. Think about it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm Hunter, if you can keep track of anything's in there, because there are so many people filing on so many different offices. Former Senator Bob Lassard, he's running for Attorney General. He was going to run as an independent, but they need 2,000 signatures to run as an independent, so he's now running as a Republican. When you can't find 2,000 people to endorse you, you become a Republican. Senator Bobby Joe Champion is running for CD5. He basically decided to run because Senator Hayden decided to not run for that seat. Mike Rothman filing for the Attorney General, former Commerce Commissioner. He's going to run for that seat. Let me give you the latest, the updating. And once again, Representative Ilhan Omar has decided she's going to run for the Minnesota 5 seat. Here's what we got so far. Mike Hatch is running for the Attorney General spot for the DFL, coming for the seat that he wanted to. Obviously, he was the predecessor of Swanson and kind of the template, Swanson was his protege when Swanson decided not to continue with the campaign after she lost the endorsement. She decided to run for governor. Tim Pawlenty did indeed file to run as a Republican for the governor spot. Aaron Murphy was earlier today. They had some people file for governor yesterday. But Murphy Fire today. Joe Radinovich is running for the DFL 8th District U.S. House seat. But it's gotten a real interesting is the Attorney General's position. Once again, Deb Hillstrom has run. She's running for the Attorney General position from the DFL. Keith Ellison he's going to run out his term in the U.S. House. He has decided he is definitively running for the Attorney General's spot. I'm without a doubt, I think the man will win a vast majority of Minneapolis-St. Paul. But if he becomes the candidate, I think we're going to get an ugly view of frankly how ignorant some people are in this state when it comes to, you know, an African-American Muslim man who's a great, you know, politician and a great human being and a great guy, and he's fought for Minnesotans. He's my congressman. I stand by him. But you already know what's going to come down the line if he becomes the nominee for the Attorney General. You know what the Republicans are going to be planning. You already know. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out in the state. For running for the 5th District U.S. House seat, of course, since Keith Ellison is not running for it anymore, Margaret Anderson Kelleher has filed her paperwork for that. Patricia Torres-Ray is going to run for that seat, as mentioned, also Champion and Ilhan Omar there. There are probably more people. Am I missing, Hunter, to your knowledge, am I missing anyone? Is there a name that I've not mentioned that pops up?
I know there's more, but I don't know.
Rothman running for Attorney General. Oh, God. And please forgive me here because Ryan Winkler says he will not run for Attorney General. I want to mention that he is running for a state house seat. So he is not running. That was a question here. The GOP is acting like this is some sort of grand win. No, the reason why all these guys are running for these seats is because the Republicans are about to get their trousers handed to them by the Democrats, and they want to be the nominee. I will say this. Once again, we have a process in the state. If you are a Democrat, you know, you go to the endorsement convention. You know, you don't get endorsed, you have the right to run for a primary. Those are the rules. You can do that. Do me a favor. If you do not win the primary, all right, don't throw a temper tantrum and say, I'm going to run as independent. Well, that's not doing anyone any good. All right, it just is not. And so, you know, I get that people are looking at this as a bellwether year for Democrats, but I don't know how much of this is going to be to work out. Jamal Abdullahi is going to run, is filing for the 5th Congressional District as a DFLer. So there's another one. God, they're just coming so fast. And if I miss you, please, candidates, I'm sorry. You know, could we stretch this out for a few days? Does this all have to be like the Royal Rumble? It's like a massive hog pile in Steve Simon's office right now. And I mean, it can't. And by the way, it's gotta be someone kind of funky in that room right now. All the media cameras that are on in there. It's probably warm. It's probably moist. People nervous because they're filing for office. Lots of questions being asked. Rothman, I did mention Rothman earlier here. Once again, so Hayden did not run. Torres Ray is running for CD5. Ellison, of course, was the big story earlier today. And yeah. There's one more I'm not going to mention. There's one more, and I'm going to let Michael Broadcorp take that one when he joins us here after the break. So let me just break down this for you here. First of all, is this Pelican guy really real, or is it just like a pelican wearing like a sailor's hat? You know, is that who Lori Swanson went to, an actual pelican? I know,
did
man.
Did you see his campaign stuff?
His campaign stuff is brilliant, man. It's great marketing. I want one of those pelican things. I'm not saying they're going to vote for you, but it looks like a great beach toy for sure. But that's what I was like. I never heard of this guy before the convention, and all of a sudden, I mean, it's like we got a pelican all of a sudden. Okay, a pelican. All right. I think there's a lot of people who are somewhat bothered by the idea that Lori Swanson is not going to be the attorney general. I want to say for the record, I thought she was a magnificent attorney general. And before people, you far right Republican, shut up. No, I'm not. I'm a fairly progressive guy. I thought she did a great job, especially with the clown car. That's the Minnesota Republican Party that she had to deal with. I am frustrated that she's not going to be there, but now it is going to be a free for all. And I think that the fact that there was people who sensed that Pelican was a weak candidate that just had some really good visuals at the convention. And there was clearly a element to work against Lori Swanson to turn her into this somewhat Trump-like disciple, which she really wasn't. You know, and this is once again going back to what I talked about yesterday with the convention. Here's the problem I have with it is because it's easy to manipulate the crowd, you know, against, you know, what clearly would be the better idea for the party, because I think Lori Swanson would have been better. And here all of a sudden we have some guy I've never heard of. Had you ever heard of Matt Pelican before that convention? Nope. Never. I live in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I have no idea who this guy is. But, you know, I guarantee you this. Here's my argument. In my gut feeling down deep inside, there's no way in the planet Pelican's going to come out of the primary. No one knows who the guy is. And sure, unless you do have a million or so of those blow-up Pelican dolls, You're not going to be offsetting the especially Keith Ellison and Hatch. You know, you've got some big name power going against you now. That it was one thing to win a popularity contest vote at a convention of 1,400 people. It's going to be another thing altogether winning a statewide primary. And so, yeah, if you did not like Lori Swanson for whatever the reason, you know, good luck with that. The reality is I think she's going to play a far larger role in the governor's race now. And all you did was open the doors that if you were a Pelican guy, that he's not going to win. I mean, in the Twin Cities, he's not going to out name recognition Keith Ellison or Hatch. He's just not. Might he win wherever he's from? Whatever pier he hangs out as a Pelican as with his tilted sailor's cap? I don't know. He might. But It is amazing to me. It is truly amazing to me how, you know, this thing is going, because once again, people are they're Republicans. The Republicans are weak. Democrats are smelling blood in the water, and so they're starting to circle like sharks, and they want the job. Let's get Jim in St. Louis Park in here before we go to break. Jim, welcome on in.
Hi, I was at the convention. I was an alternate. I was not able to vote for Lori Swanson, but her whole apparatus, that it was kind of stolen, because she had Hatch speak for her, and he's kind of like a dead carp. He fell really flat. She didn't speak at all. She's a good speaker. It was kind of like they had not rehearsed their thing before they did it. And Pelican is an amazing speaker. You will definitely hear his name in the future. And I'm a carpenter, and the unions really have a lot of respect for Lori Swanson. She's been really good. She's been a bulldog just watching out for union rights, for project labor agreements, against right to work, and just a great, stellar attorney general.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she has. And Jim, people have pointed out, I mean, if Lori Swanson's going to run for governor, she has to get a website. It doesn't seem like she's really savvy on that level. We've had her speak at the Blue State Ball, and she's been delightful.
She's phenomenal. She's a great person, yeah, in person.
Oh, yeah, she's absolutely phenomenal. I very much enjoyed listening to her speeches and stuff like that. I would say, you know, you better hope Pelican's a good speaker, because have you seen what he's up against now? This isn't, like I said, this isn't a convention where it's 1,400 people, which you can kind of pressure a few votes here and there out of. You know, you can turn on a dime with allegations and rumors. This is the primary. And Pelican had better start getting around if he's going to have a chance at holding that seat. I think the primary is going to be good. I do, once again, I am somewhat... Keith Ellison is an amazing person. I think he would be a fantastic attorney general. I think he is... The numbers for him are going to be very interesting when it comes to outstate Minnesota versus the metro area. And the question is can he get out there into outstate Minnesota and counterpunch what we know is going to be coming from the Republicans? The he's a Muslim sort of thing. That's what, and they're banking on that. That's what they're banking on. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. We'll take a break. Come on back. Michael Broadcorp, when we do return, it's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Who's your most trusted companion? Who's with you 24/7? What do you never leave home without? Your phone. But the screen is shattered. Don't panic. Bring it to Computer Revolution with cell phone repair. We have over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. We'll replace that screen and have it back same day. Computer Revolution with cell phone repair in Roseville at Highway 36 in Fairview. Or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones. Same day, 7 days a week.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive. How do you choose an automotive repair shop? I bet you look for quality and dependability. You want someone you can trust to do the job right the first time. It saves you money and hassle because you're not coming back over and over again. My team of top-notch automotive specialists knows vehicles inside and out, and I guarantee it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
A night out with Chelsea Handler, live this Tuesday at the State Theater.
I'm doing a tour where I go around to different places in this country and talk to people who have different opinions than me because I want to learn more, I want to understand better, I want to have nice, healthy conversations with strangers who think differently.
A night of fun and interactive discussion with Chelsea, hosted by TV's Jenna Shortle.
What is the most important issue for all of you in this room? Is it foreign affairs? Is it legal immigration? Is it Dancing with the Stars?
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster in the box office, sponsored by Delta and Twin Cities Pride.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 82. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Wednesday, showers and storms with a high near 81. And Thursday, sunny with a high around 82. The Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. They have a delicious menu that ranges from vegetarian sandwiches to fresh burgers. And whenever possible, they source products that promote sustainable food systems and minimize resource consumption. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Yes, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. EatLocalMinnesota.com, restaurant of the week, Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe. Fantastic food there. Vegetarian sandwiches, great burgers as well. And Sunny's Ice Cream Supplies. Fantastic time of year to get a little ice cream for you. It 2601 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. It is Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Michael Broadcorp is kind enough to join us. Missinginminnesota.com is the website. He's been tracking the Sandra Grazzini Rucky case, amongst other developments, and he's kind enough to join us to talk about an unbelievable story that if I was to guess who would be filing to run for office today, this would not be a name that came up. Michael, first of all, thank you very much for the time.
Matt, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
You gotcha, man. No problem. Thank you.
Great.
You have the breaking news of a stunning decision to try to run. I think it's for Minnesota Supreme Court once again, correct?
You are correct. Michelle McDonald, who was labeled a person of interest in the disappearance of the Rucky kids and who has twice run for the Minnesota Supreme Court unsuccessfully, filed earlier today to run against Associate Justice Margaret Cuttich, who was just appointed by Governor Mark Dayton in 2016. This comes at a time when Michelle McDonald's law license, she is currently what's called supervised probation. So she's on supervised probation as an attorney. And so the fact that she's running for the Supreme Court is surprising based on everything else. But the possibility that she could get elected, a lot of questions remain because of the limitations on her law license, how she could actually serve on the Minnesota Supreme Court.
We have to remind everyone. This was, of course, Michelle McDonald. Apart from the connection to Sandra Grazini-Ruckey, she has been a train wreck of a candidate. She ran for, she got the GOP endorsement, I think, was it 2014?
She was endorsed by the Republican Party in 2014.
In 2014. She basically went out there. They admitted that basically she had a DWI or DUI that no one on the GOP committee was aware of, correct?
Yes. There was information. There was information that was not released to all of the delegates at the endorsing convention that she had a pending criminal trial coming up for a DUI stop, speeding ticket, and kind of a resisting arrest, impeding the judicial process type that didn't know. So they endorsed her, and then this all came out, and then there was a huge dispute at the Republican Party Minnesota's booth at the state fair. They blocked her from being at the state booth, and then Michelle McDonald showed up. They kicked her out. She eventually sued the Republican Party of Minnesota. That was dismissed. And then in September of 2014, McDonald was found not guilty on the DUI charge, but she was found guilty on the speeding ticket, resisting arrest, and I think on something related to the implied consent. And then in 2016, she was recommended by the Judicial Election Committee to be endorsed, but then the Republican Party of Minnesota decided not to endorse candidates at their state convention. She was, in fact, the only candidate they were considering to endorse in 2016, and the body at the state convention mostly knew that. So the decision not to endorse Michelle McDonald, the decision by the Republican Party in 16 to not endorse any judicial candidates when Michelle was the only one, was in essence a de facto non-endorsement of her.
Clearly.
We'll keep it going for a minute. And then she runs against Justice Natalie Hudson. I mean, first of all, in 14, in a crazy kind of year, she lost by around 7 points to David Lillehaug, which was very surprising to people. So she runs again in 16, and she gets, Justice Hudson defeats her soundly. But during that campaign, Michelle McDonald claimed that she had been endorsed by this kind of made-up kind of Republican entity, and a complaint was filed against Michelle for being dishonest during her campaign. And then the Office of Administrative Hearing found that she knowingly lied during her campaign. She was fined and then cited by the Office of Administrative Hearing. So you have someone running. So the person running for the Minnesota Supreme Court today, announcing that she's going to filing to run, has lost twice. She has sued the Republican Party of Minnesota. She was cited by the Office of Administrative Hearings and fined for knowingly lying during her 2016 campaign. And her client and her campaign manager were both charged with felonies related to the disappearance of missing kids. Both of them were found guilty. McDonald herself never cooperated with the police investigation, and she herself was labeled a person of interest, someone who police wanted to talk to about the disappearance of Samantha Gianarucci, and McDonald, by her own accounts, never cooperated with the investigation. That, my friend, is who is running for Supreme Court in the state of Minnesota.
That's the sound judgment you used to get there with Michelle McDonald. Well, and it should be pointed out, going back to the 2014, when we really didn't realize kind of what a train wreck she was at that point. I mean, I think the hints were starting to come on out. But there's a lot of people that point to her specifically as one of the reasons why the Democrats swept the state races that year. And because there had been enough tarnishment, that state fair incident lingered all the way till November. And that was just, it was something that an image that the Republicans could not get away from.
Well, correct. Michelle, yes. a couple of things, and it's interesting for your listeners, because I think, you know, particularly on your show, Matt, your listeners probably have a much track politics a heck of a lot more than most people do. Michelle McDonald, even though it's a nonpartisan race, and she was endorsed by the Republican Party, many of the Republican statewide candidates for office in 2014, after this dust-up, either decided to not support Michelle McDonald or outright endorse David Lillehog, who was not endorsed. And it is fair for your listeners that they should note that it's, of the two major political parties, it is the Republicans who have dabbled more in judicial endorsements than the DFL. And Michelle McDonald's candidacy created such controversy inside the party process in 14 that in 16 they decided not to endorse judicial candidates. And in fact, this past weekend at the state convention, there was additional discussion about what the party should do related to judicial candidates. Michelle McDonald did not speak, nor was her name put in the nomination by anyone on the Republican side. But during the debate at the convention on the floor, it was openly discussed that what happened with Michelle, many Republican activists feel that judicial activists inside the party need more supervision, not less, because left to their own devices, left to their own decisions, they will endorse and support candidates like Michelle McDonald. So she's really done a lot for Republican activists or any activist in this state who is interested in judicial endorsements and judicial elections. Michelle McDonald's multiple candidacies have done a lot to set that effort back quite a bit.
So I'm presuming, as you kind of set up here, she's not running under the umbrella of the Republicans this time. I'm not only that they don't want anything to do with her, but is she trying to? Is this an independent run? Is she still saying that she is a Republican?
Well, that's an interesting point. As you know, judicial elections are nonpartisan. When Michelle McDonald attempted to file today, she attempted to file under a new political party. And she has been running a petition on her website. She wanted to create a new minor political party called Revolutionized Family Court. And so she attempted to file today, when she first attempted to file today for the Supreme Court, she attempted to file under the banner of a newly registered political party. But you can't do that because you don't run for office, even though candidates are sometimes endorsed by political parties, judicial candidates appear without party designation on the ballot. So she was denied that. So then she decided to just continue to file as she can, and she filed to run against Justice. I'm struggling with the name here. Justice Shudder. If I'm saying that correctly. So that's what she's running against. So once again, Michelle McDonald running for the Supreme Court.
Well, why not? I guess that's why.
If I have just a moment here, I mean, just kind of running through Michelle McDonald's, you know, kind of top hits. I mean, this is an attorney. This is a lawyer, a licensed attorney in the state of Minnesota, but she has to work in a supervised setting. So for the next 2 years, Michelle McDonald has to work with supervised attorneys signing off on her work. She now wants to be elevated to the highest court in the state of Minnesota. It's just astounding. I mean, she's prohibited right now from even engaging in solo practice, but now she wants to be on the Supreme Court, independent of how she's conducted herself in court proceedings. I mean, it's a matter of public record that during her representation of Sandra Guzzini Ruckey, while two of David Ruckey and Sandra Ruckey's children were missing, Michelle McDonald was arrested in a court proceeding. And she served part of that trial in a wheelchair. I mean, this is someone who engages in just chaos and controversy inside the legal system. And it just boggles the mind to think someone who has snubbed their nose at the legal process, at the legal institutions, the judiciary, and law enforcement would ever serve on the Minnesota Supreme Court. Just simply boggles the mind. It really just boggles the mind.
So if she did win, would she have someone like standing behind her when they're hearing cases supervising her work while the Supreme Court?
Well, Yeah, I mean, one of my good friends that I've been working on this case, I think you know the name, Steve Timmer.
Yeah.
Steve Timmer tweeted this out earlier today that Michelle would have to ideally have someone supervising her if she was on these cases. But of course, because again, your listeners, I hope can understand this. Her law license was suspended for 60 days based on an attorney complaint that was filed against her, largely based on her work on Sandra Gruzzini-Rucki's case and another case. So she got in trouble for, you know, making false statements, kind of filing, you know, filing complaints and pleadings that weren't necessarily up to par. So Michelle McDonald currently has, her license was conditionally reinstated. So she can't engage in solo practice. And she needs to have all of her pleadings and all of her court paperwork signed off on by another attorney. So think about that. If she got elected, her probation, she would still be on supervised probation. So any type of pleading, anything that she did, would have to be signed off on by another attorney. And it simply confounds any kind of, I mean, ultimately, the question remains is she qualified? I mean, independent of whether she is qualified to serve, that's a question for the voters to decide. And I think the record's pretty clear on that answer. But there is, I think, a question that should be asked, and I'm trying to get the answer to it, is does she meet the qualifications to serve? Because could she effectively be, could, I mean, because of her probation, are there hindrances and are there complications to her serving on the Supreme Court? That's what I think is so interesting, and I don't know the answer to this. Again, this is illegal stuff, and I've reached out to some regulatory boards in Minnesota to try and figure out the answer to it because it's an unusual question. Mm-hmm. You know, here's a great kind of contrast to this. Bob Lazard apparently filed for attorney general today. He filed as a Republican to run for attorney general. Bob Lazard, a former state senator, he's not an attorney. The requirement to be attorney general in Minnesota is that you, in essence, are learned in the law. Well, you know, how many times do I have to watch Perry Mason to be learned in the law? That's kind of a opaque term. But it's different when you're on the Supreme Court, and she would be, you know, on the highest court. I don't think that operationally, and I'm hesitant about being too specific, I just don't know operationally how that would work when the regulatory board that licenses her work and in essence gives her the authority to practice says you have to have a supervising attorney. I mean, what is if they're hearing, like, with the Supreme Court was in session and they were hearing cases, would, like, another attorney have to, like, be there? And, like, you know, it's just confusing, but it just shows, you know, I think a real kind of, it just shows once again how I think Michelle is really kind of out of touch sometimes with kind of what she's done, how she's presented herself, and is somewhat off a bit on where people come down on. I was very surprised today. I put out a tweet about, you know, because when it was announced that she was running, I mean, people on both sides of the aisle, I mean, Republicans and Democrats aren't agreeing on much today. Today is a wild kind of hyper-partisan day. But universally, Republicans and Democrats are out there kind of saying, look, this is not a good idea to have someone like this running. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we haven't really gotten into, you know, her connection to Gruzzini-Rucki and Dede Evavol. I mean, two convicted felons who were involved in the disappearance of missing kids. And McDonald, one of them was her client, Sandra Gruzzini-Rucki. And while Samantha and Gianna Rucki were missing, Dede Evavol, who was Michelle McDonald's campaign manager in 2014, she was involved in their disappearance.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, Michelle McDonald has, I think, never fully answered questions about what the kind of classic kind of Nixonian question. What did Michelle McDonald know about the disappearance of the Rucki kids, and when did she know it? That's the kind of million-dollar question that's out there, and Michelle generally doesn't like to talk about that stuff. So,
I want to point people to Missing in Minnesota. I'll put a link up to it later because we're running out of time here, so we're not going to get an update on Sandra and Dee Dee, the latest there. But you can read about that on Missing in Minnesota. I'll put the links up later. One quick question for you, because I do like to sometimes pick the mind of people that understand the Republican Party a little bit better than I do. You made a comment that you felt Johnson telling Pawlenty to not run in the primary to withdraw was a bad idea. I think that obviously if you are the candidate that got the endorsement, you don't want to have a primary. Was there anything beyond that you think that that it was a mistake for Johnson to tell Pawlenty not to run?
Well, it's just a position of weakness. As I, to your listeners, I called it the dumbest PR move since New Coke. I mean, I just don't think it was a smart move. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Pawlenty's raised, you know, 4 to 5 times the amount of money that Johnson has. And, you know, Johnson has an endorsement from the Republican Party. He left the convention. His campaign's running on fumes. And Tim Pawlenty just has a different type of operation. You know, so ultimately, I think it was just a poor move. You know, we're getting into a primary season. This will be a real test of the endorsement process. But, I mean, not having any official or unofficial connection to any of the campaigns, I just think the safe money is on Tim Pawlenty to win the Republican primary.
It's going to be, I mean, there's definitely going to be a lot of money, but he also brings a lot of baggage with how he left the state when he did leave office.
No question about it.
We'll have to see that.
That would be a great debate for another show.
Absolutely. Hey, Michael, all my best once again. Thanks for the update on Michelle McDonald. Missinginminnesota.com is the web page. I'll link to that later on. And thanks for the time. I do appreciate it, Michael.
Thank you, Matt. Just very quickly, Allison, Matt, and I are going to be having a full section on the page about McDonald's campaign and other stuff. So please make sure to check it out.
We will have, that will be must reading. Anytime there's a new story, I'll make sure I put it out there for everyone, okay?
Thank you so much, sir.
You got it. Michael Broadgorb joining us. We'll take a break. Come on back. Kyle and Waverly, we'll take your call after the break. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Someone asked if I really do love my Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna as much as I say I do. Well, this week I've got groceries, a Target run, 7 sports practices with carpooling for 4 of them, 2 games, 3 music lessons, 4-H, dance, helping a friend move. We'll also probably have 3 play dates. I'll have to drive to work and I'll have at least 1 weekend family outing. Yes, it's a lot, but I get to do it all in relaxing comfort and style. Yes, I do love my Sienna, and you can fall in love for yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
All right, Hunter, here you go. Full update of what we've got so far of all the filings. Governor Murphy and Pawlenty both filed today. The other ones filed yesterday. Attorney General Ellison for the DFL, Mike Hatch for the DFL, Deborah Hillstrom for the DFL, also Mike Rothman for the DFL, ex-Commerce Commissioner Bob Lassard, Senator. Of course, Michael mentioned him. He's running as the GOP. Fifth Congressional District, Ellison's old seat, Jamal Abdullahi for the DFL, Frank Drake, DFL, State Senator Bobby Joe Champion, DFL, ex-Minnesota Speaker Margaret Anderson Kelleher for the DFL, Minneapolis City Council member, ex-Minneapolis City Council member Natalie Johnson Lee for the DFL, Ilhan Omar, representative for the state of Minnesota, DFL, and State Senator Patricia Torres-Ray. 8th Congressional District, ex-State Representative Joe Radinovich for the DFL. And then Ilhan Omar's seat now is open as well. And that has got Minneapolis School Board member Mohammed Noor from the DFL, Peter Wagenius for the DFL are running for those seats. So
good job with that.
Good luck on that. Let's go. Kyle is in Waverly. He's been kind enough to hold forever. Welcome on in, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Matt. So I went to the convention on Saturday. Well, I went all weekend, but one thing I'm noticing the news outlets are reporting very wrong is that Lori Swanson lost the endorsement. She didn't lose it. She was never behind in the balloting. She withdrew before that. So,
all right. Well, same thing exactly for the way it's been labeled that, you know, that Walz didn't lose that ballot vote. He didn't. He had withdrawn from that race before Aaron Murphy had actually been the officially endorsee. So there is a term there that you need to follow on that. Steve is in Minneapolis. Let's get his call in really quick. Get out about a minute, Steve.
Okay, real quick. Okay, so I'm precinct chair here. And I came out of the caucuses feeling really good about stuff. And then our District 62 convention was a complete disaster. The state one didn't seem to go much better. I've got a central committee meeting tomorrow night. And I was wondering if you had a Kevlar suit I could borrow. If you got one of those Black Panther things, that'd be even better.
Well, I love you. Wouldn't be getting my Black Panther suit. I'm going to just tell you that right now, Steve. You know, I was reading about this in California right now. California is the same exact thing. It's the feeling is that no Democrat can lose this upcoming election. Henceforth, the real fights are within the Democratic Party to get the nomination. The reality is that it is the legal process. Everyone's doing it. You can go and go in there. Are some of these candidates going to go real negative and real dark? Yep, they are. Are some of these people are going to, you know, try to take the high road? Yes. Will some of them even try to run after the primary? Probably. But I'm just going to say solidify and go. I will say whatever the endorsement was coming out of that convention, I wouldn't be banking on that being the actual nominee come November. I'm just going to say this is going to get nuts. Nice job, Steve Simon. We've got Jen and Robert up next. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.
Hey, Minnesota. Norman Goldman here. Catch me live every weeknight from 5 to 8 p.m. right here on AM 950. Whether it's a recap of the day's news, legal analysis, or teaching civics, justice is always served on the Norman Goldman Show. Today on the show, while the corporate media keeps falling for Donald Trump's distractions and silly tweets, we keep focusing on what he's actually doing. And what he's actually doing is really dangerous, so do join me and we'll get there.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
The Tom Hartman Show now at Smart Radio, AM 950, KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The progressive voice of Minnesota.
Michael Toscano. Well, there was patriotic music. There was a speech.
We love our country.
But there were no Philadelphia Eagles at what was supposed to be the White House celebration of their Super Bowl victory. That was canceled by President Trump when he learned few players wanted to take part. Back home in Pennsylvania, a range of reactions.
When someone's invited to the White House, you should go.
We stand united with the Eagles.
100%.
Sick to death of the national anthem. I'm sick to death of the protests. I am sick to death of all of this. This is sports. It's football. I pay money. Entertain me.
Famed fashion designer Kate Spade has died, apparently by her own hand, found in her Park Avenue, Manhattan apartment. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea.
It is early in the investigation. There was a suicide note left at the scene. I'm not going to get into the contents of that note.
There are primary elections in 8 states today: Alabama, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and